This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Figgy, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ. 610.
Sports Radio 610.
An improvement Stephon Diggs brings to the offense that we aren't talking about. We're going to hear C.J. Stroud. We're going to hear DeMeco Ryans as well as Will Anderson today at noon. But B-Scott, little nobody's talking about for the people that are excited about Stephon Diggs and perhaps something that we are overlooking.
As simple as it sounds. As simple as it sounds, especially when you're talking about football, I don't want to go David Culley on you and tell you that the most important part about playing football is the football.
The most important thing about football is the football.
But it is true. And Stephon Diggs, my guy, moves the chains. He moves the chains, and it sounds simple to say about a dude that's been an all-pro, has been a pro bowler. Of course he moves the chains. But he does it pretty much at an elite clip, almost better than anybody. And what did DeMeco Ryans, what have DeMeco Ryans and Nick Caserio talked about in the few times that we have heard from them in the offseason when they have talked about football, when they've talked about offense specifically? They've talked about wanting to improve on third down, wanting to move the chains, what we were talking about earlier about separators, wanting to have guys that can get open on third down, because as good as the Texans were, as great of a story as it was, as much of a turnaround as it was, they weren't very good on third down for the most part. They were.
They really weren't very good on offense, if we're being completely honest.
Yeah, it was the way you term it is CJ saves all butts.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that going on. Now, not all the time, but it was a lot of that going on throughout the season. And when you think about it, especially with the running game not really being consistent and not really being there for a lot of time, like you just didn't. You didn't have the balance, nor did you have the third down efficiency that you want to have when you do have an elite quarterback, when you are a team that's got high expectations like they are going to have this year as opposed to last year. So bringing in a dude like Stephon Diggs, and how does that translate? Well, you look at it, the Buffalo Bills were the best last year in third down conversion. Who was their top third down converter? Stephon Diggs by a slight margin over Josh Allen. So and you think of Josh Allen as being the dude that you go to on third down, especially third and short. But Stephon Diggs, even in a quote-unquote down year, was the top option on the best team on third down in the NFL. So you bring that element over to the Texans, and it feel like you're cooking with grease, or at least you should be better than 20th.
For me, I just don't think they can be done on offense at this point. I know that you bring in Stephon Diggs. I know you feel good about CJ, and you feel good about your receivers and Joe Mixon. I think they should still aggressively be looking for pieces that they can add different elements to the offense. And the thing that I look at is perhaps chess moves, because it's logical to look at the receivers and say, okay, you're set 1 through 5 or whatever. But if you look at it next year, Nick Caserio always talks about the 2-year windows. A lot of these guys are going to be on the final year of their deal, or they're on 1-year contracts. And that's Nico, that's Stephon, that's Noah Brown, that's Robert Woods. So they're kind of on the final year. So it could be a dire need next year. Tight end as well. Dalton Schultz is on the final year. Brevin Jordan's going to be on the final. Well, Dalton signed a 3-year deal, but it's essentially a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Depending on how they look. So I could see them maybe being open to getting the top tight end not named Brock Bowers if that person falls to him. But I don't think they can be done on offense. I don't think they can just completely ignore that area of the ball. They need a tight end that can do everything to put with Dalton Schultz. And you can put those guys on the field at the same time. And they need to be open if it falls their way. I don't know if it's going to fall their way at receiver, but they need to be open to that too. And they also need another running back that can make plays, because right now they only have one that we trust, depending on how they feel about Damian Pierce. So I know we're looking at D-line, and there's been some momentum when it comes to corner and linebacker, but I don't think they can ignore the offense just because you added Stephon Diggs. I think there's still some work to be done, and you can get C.J. more weapons, not just this year, but next year as well, if we're going to look at that 2-year window that Nick Caseri always speaks of.
Yeah, it was the issue I kind of had with the conversation once they did trade for Stephon Diggs. It was like, well, you just check receiver off. And I get it. Receiver is not as much of a priority, I feel like, going into the draft, obviously, because you've added Stephon Diggs. But it doesn't mean you cross it off. I think that you are still wanting to add weapons, whether it's – because you say this all the time. Like, if I can just write in, hey, give me a tight end.
Yeah,
give me a tight end that can do everything.
Give me a great D lineman, Commissioner.
Hey, let me get that second string running back that I can, you know, give me my chase of pace back, my change of pace back for Joe Mixon, the guy that can spell him. Just write in the card and give me that guy, then you would do it. But that's not necessarily the way that it's going to fall all the time. So, hey, it might end up being defense, but what if the best – I know people don't like to do this best player available.
No, I now do. You got news. I absolutely do at this point.
But what if it is like, hey, the best player available is a receiver who, you know what, is a deep receiver class in a different draft class. This guy might be drafted higher. He might be, you know, a kind of a good bargain here. Maybe you just bring him in anyway for the reasons that you just mentioned, because you got receivers whose contracts are coming up. Like, I don't see the harm in it.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The other thing is, like, drafting for need, I think that it's kind of an eye roll for me because each draft is different. Like, last year we were talking about how awesome the tight ends were. This year it's really not a deep tight end draft.
Right.
Wide receiver this year is a strength. So if you're sitting where the Texans are and you're going, you know, 42 or wherever they're picking first, and you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, there's going to be a lot of wide receivers gone. There's going to be a lot of other positions. There's actually a chance that you have your first crack at a running back. Like, you could be the first team to take a running back.
Yeah.
You could be near the first team to take a safety. You could perhaps get the second best tight end not named Brock Bowers. So with where they're sitting and the way that it could shape up, instead of just saying we need this, like, let's say that they're watching running backs and they're just completely in love with one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
You get and there's one that is the number one running back on your board, and you get there and you can get that guy. I don't think they should shy away from that just to fill some sort of needs.
Yeah, like for the anti-best player available crowd, I would ask, like, what is the position if they get there and the best player available is this position that you would say, nah, we're good. For our 2-year window, we're so good at that position that we can't use that player. Like, I don't know if that position actually exists outside of quarterback, maybe outside of defensive end. You know, like, I don't know if that position exists. So, and especially not when we're talking about weaponry. Like, what if the question could just simply be, hey, is this guy better than our fifth best guy? You know, like, what if this guy just outplaces or displaces the John Metchies and Xavier Hutchinsons of the world? Are we willing to take that step? Like, does it matter enough to us to have weapons around C.J. Stroud to take our fifth best receiver in the second round and then bet on maybe him being our second or third best receiver in the years to come. Like, I think it's worth to have the discussion.
The other thing that's kind of driving me a little bit, I don't want to say it's nuts. I just think it's kind of like an adjusted mindset when it comes to the draft is, I mean, I'm hearing these mock drafts and stuff, and they're fun. Like, I like the mock draft simulator as much as anyone else, but I would rather just see how day one plays out and then get a better grasp of how things are shaped up there, because there's just so much that can happen on day one. And I think you get to sleep on it, you get to discuss, you get to figure it out. Like, getting too far ahead, it would be one thing if they had their original first round pick and you're just looking at a few things and it's going to fall this way, but there's just so much that can happen from day one to day two that it's hard for me to really just get gassed up about somebody with where they're selecting. It's almost like a crawl before you walk type of thing.
Well, this is why I like your running back idea, though, because I do feel like you can be pretty confident going into day two that it's not going to be a ton of running backs off the board, right? So, like, that's the one position we talk about devaluing the running back position. That's the one position where I think you can exploit the market a little bit and maybe get a valuable player who just is looked at because of his position, not drafted high, or you don't want to draft a running back high. Don't be that team if that guy can help you.
A young receiver in the NFL just got a contract extension. Should the Texans be following the lead and looking to extend one of their own? Plus, the most alarming draft fact of the year. Localizing it next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.